Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Good day to Grenada, Caracou, Piti Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean, the world at large. I am Stanford Simon, and this is a special edition of Inside Finance. And with all the excitement in the air, I guess you have no doubt who I have in the studio with me is Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. And I am very excited and looking forward in talking with him. And I'm sure you too, you want to hear many things from him because he have a special assignment for which I will talk to you about during the course of the afternoon. I want to take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I begin my discussion here with Mr. Timothy Antoine, who is with me in the studio.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back, listeners, and in the studio we have Mr. Timothy Antoine, outgoing Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. I introduce him as Permanent Secretary in, and now I'm saying outgoing Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. And of course, Mr. Timothy, I begin by congratulating you on your appointment as the Governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. Welcome to Inside Finance.
Thank you, Pastor Simon. Thank you. And good day to all of our listeners, home and abroad.
Well, you took a deep breath to answer, and because there is a lot to reflect from what has happened in the last few days or few weeks. Take a deep breath to take in all that has happened. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm still trying to come to grips with the recent developments. So it's been a whirlwind of events and a whirlwind of emotions. But I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
How is your family taking?
Family is doing good. They're excited. They are looking forward. They're good.
When and how did you find out about the ongoing awaited decision of the Monetary Council?
Last Friday, I think it must have been somewhere just after midday. I was at the Ministry of Finance. I was actually in a meeting with Minister Joseph, and I got a call from the chairman of the Monetary Council.
Who is?
Who is Honorable Victor Banks, the Chief Minister of Anguilla. He's also the Minister of Finance. And the chairman, Minister Banks, informed me. He started by saying, "Let me be the first to congratulate you." And he then informed me that Council had made the decision, and the Monetary Council, had chosen me to be the next governor of the central bank.
At that point, what was your response?
I think I collected myself very quickly. I thanked him and the council for the confidence reposed in me. Mm-hmm. And thank God. God is my all in all. So it was that simple. I mean, he called, we had a short conversation, he told me the decision, And then he told me I would have something in writing later on that same day, which I did receive a formal notification of my appointment as governor.
So that happened midday?
Yeah, around midday of on Friday.
With all that has happened, how do you feel about your appointment? What life has been for you in the past 24 hours?
It's been wonderful. it's been amazing. It's been a whirlwind. I have had and continue. I have had hundreds of emails and messages sent, scores and scores of calls, and I have been receiving from. I'm hearing from Grenadians of all walks of life, which is a wonderful and beautiful thing, to be honest. People have been touched by this development at a personal level, and I've heard from them. Some of them I know very well, some of them I do not know, but they have made it their business to communicate with me. And where they have not been able to find me directly, they've communicated through family members, relatives, and colleagues, co-workers. I've heard from people within Grenada. I've heard from outside, all over the world. And it's been overwhelming in terms of seeing the outpouring of support, and frankly, very, very humbling. Very, very humbling. Pastor Simon, I'm deeply touched by the outpouring of support I have received from Grenadians home and abroad, from all walks of life, and from colleagues within the Caribbean and outside, because I have a lot of professional colleagues who have also made contact to express congratulations, to wish me well, and of course, in some cases, to offer some advice. And I am grateful for everyone. So let me say here and now, I am doing my best to respond to as many of these messages as I can. I'm doing them in batches. I have to. Whether you hear from me or not, I want you to know I extend my heartfelt thanks to you. I really am feeling the love. I'm really feeling the love. You know, sometimes when you do public service, we do it for the right reasons. I have always been clear on that. But we always say, you know, it's a thankless job because you're not doing it for thanks. But I've heard so many thanks. I've heard so much gratitude. I've heard so much from so many people. That I really am deeply humbled by this outpouring. It's been a bit emotional, to be honest.
Well, and you could see it now and feel it with you. I mean, trying to take it all in. When the Prime Minister called, what was that like for you? Because you have been an important person in his life for many, many years, and you have worked with him. What was that encounter like when he called to congratulate them?
He basically said to me, the chairman will call me and convey a decision. He did not tell me what the decision was. I think they had made a decision in the Monetary Council that the chairman would contact the two top-ranked candidates and convey the decision. And out of respect for that process and that decision, he simply said, expect a call from the chairman. So I did not know what the decision was until the chairman told me what the decision was. Naturally, the Prime Minister is extremely happy. He's delighted with the decision. I don't want to speak for him. He has to put it in his own words. But I suspect, having identified me as a young professional in the Ministry of Finance, he must take a lot of pride in seeing that investment in youth, that recognition of talent, that support in terms of, giving me responsibility, not being afraid to put responsibility, heavy responsibilities on so-called young shoulders. Seeing that rewarded in the sense of, you know, I've obviously been committed to the cause and represented well. And in fact, something I think that was said from his office, the press secretary, when the government issued a statement, was, I think he said something along the lines that, I have garnered the respect of colleagues within and outside of the region over time. And so I think he takes a lot of pride in that. As a Grenadian, as a head of the government, as my minister, prime minister and minister of finance, and you know, as a Grenadian son, I think he, but I should not speak for him. So you ask me what he thinks, perhaps I should let him speak for himself.
Well, I'm sure he
when
will.
When you find an opportunity to talk to him.
I hope next week it will be him that will be sitting here. I've been waiting a long time. It's a proper time for him to come, as
good.
I indicated.
Good luck with that.
I know. Just before we take a word from our sponsors, I want to leave you with this question to think about. There was a lot of speculation before this important decision. Were you anxious, and how did you handle all the speculation, rumors, and uncertainty about what is happening around you for such length of time and keep so calm? And I do want to hear what your thoughts are on that. We will go and I'll take a word from our sponsors. We come right back. I'm speaking to Mr. Timothy Antwine, outgoing permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance and newly appointed governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. We'll be right back.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs, backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
From dreams comes reality. From the dust we have rebuilt. Saturday, 23rd January, the spectacular official opening of the Grenada Athletic Stadium. And you are invited. Every Grenadian throughout the Tri-Island State got to be there. Along with our specially invited guests, Grenada's very own Kirani James, plus other national icons. Athletes from the nation's top 8 schools compete head-to-head in exciting relays, blazing the newly laid tracks. Live band, Grenada top dance groups, top soca artists, exciting fireworks display, memorable door prizes and giveaways galore. The kids will not be left out. Also, football action. Paradise FC International takes on Mount Cinnamon Hurricane Sports Club in the Sanders GFA Super Knockout for $20,000 cash. And your admission is absolutely free. Really free. With free buses from every constituency. Don't miss this spectacular sporting extravaganza. It will be a cultural experience to remember. Saturday, 23rd January, from 4 p.m., the official opening of the Grenada Athletic Stadium.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is the outgoing prominent secretary in the Ministry of Finance, Mr. Timothy Entwined, and he's now appointed the governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. And my question to you, just before we go to the break, there was a lot of speculation about this important decision. Were you anxious, and how did you handle all the speculation and rumors and uncertainty that came with that?
So Dwight has been governor, had been governor for 26 years. That's a lifetime of sorts. And let me say this, I want to pay tremendous tribute to Sir Dwight for his colossal contribution, not just to the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, but to our Eastern Caribbean Currency Union and our region as a whole. He is in many ways a mentor. I have learned a lot from him on regional matters over the years. We share many things, including the fact that we're GBSS old boys. And I raise that because Sir Dwight is very proud of his GBSS heritage. When he speaks about GBSS, sometimes he gets very emotional about that. He's always said to me, Timmy, this GBSS has left such an indelible mark on me as a man, as a professional, that he always speaks highly of GBSS. And if you wanted him to come to Grenada, you just had to tell him you're having something at GBSS, and he would make it happen. That's how deeply committed and how deeply he loves the GBSS. So I make that point because that's his context. So I want to thank Sir Dwight for his, as I said, his colossal contribution to our region, and to wish him well in retirement. And I know retirement for him will not be simply studying and his books and his writing, although I know he'll do a lot of that. But I think, obviously, the other things that we will require of him. Now, given his tenure, his long tenure at the bank, there was naturally going to be a lot of speculation about his successor. And the speculation started a long time ago. I mean, you could say probably, I mean, it's on and off for a year, maybe even more. And, you know, last year, 2015, it was evident this is his final year and a successor will definitely be named, he's going to be retired, then the speculation about successor obviously grew. And along the way, my name got mentioned by various people. I would travel around the region and outside of the region, and people would mention things. You know, I understand Sir Dwight is retiring, and are you going to be looking at it? Are you going to be in the mix? I think you should be in the mix. People are giving their opinions and so on. So about whether, you know, their views on that and so on. Very early in 2015, I went to the Prime Minister and I said to him, Prime Minister, I know there may be a decision sometime in the course of this year about the ECCB. I have heard from various quarters, both in Grenada and outside of Grenada, you know, my name has been called as part of possible successors. I do not want that speculation to be a distraction to the Ministry of Finance. And therefore, I am going to remain very focused on what it is that we have to do. Obviously, the homegrown program, among other things, is our top priority. And I need you and everybody to understand that I do not want to get distracted by that. My own view was, the decision is not my decision to make. It is unhelpful and not a very good use of my time to be engaged in the speculation about the successor. But more fundamentally, as a man of faith, I truly understand that God is in control and he is directing my path. And so for me, notwithstanding the very robust speculation, heightened obviously in the last quarter of the year, I kept very focused on the job at hand. And from time to time, people would come up to me and make remarks, and I would smile and simply say, you know, I have one job, PS Finance. It's a big job. My hands are full, and I am focused on that. And I tried, out of respect for the job at hand, the country of Grenada, which I serve, and my colleagues in the Ministry of Finance, to avoid getting into speculation and that would distract them. As head of the, as the administrative head of the ministry, I did not want to be in a position where, you know, people were being diverted from their focus. So if you ask my colleagues in the Ministry of Finance, I never dealt with that issue. I simply kept everybody focused on what we were doing. And a couple of my colleagues did raise it with me. And I basically said to them, I've heard the rumors like you. Let's stay focused on what is at hand. If I have something to tell you, I will tell you myself. And until such time, there's no news but what we have to do here. So I make this point to say, I think it was a challenge and a lesson in staying focused, letting the main thing be the main thing. But after the interviews and the discussion, especially in November and December, about shortlisting and who might be considered and all of that, I mean, I must tell you, that was right up in near budget time and all of that. So I was very focused on budget and debt restructuring. I was not focused on those things at all. But I heard them. I mean, you can't not hear them. And people would raise them, you know, and in a genuine way. Because what I also heard was a lot of people expressing support for me. I heard people saying to me, I hope you get the job. I believe you can do this job. And I believe it would be good for Grenada and for our region if you are the next governor. I heard that quite a lot. And I want to say thanks to those who said it to me, whether, you know, as encouragement, whether simply to just express how they felt, because I respect and appreciate that. I didn't necessarily want to get into those conversations, right, but people said what they felt. I will tell you, you know, in December, when it was obviously heightened and then we were going into the round of interviews with the Monetary Council and so on, there's a song that says, when Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. I wanted to play that song for our listeners at some point in time. That song means a lot to me, because that song kept playing in my mind a lot, and I played it a lot, especially when I was traveling. Because it basically says something like, I'm not worried about a thing because God is in control. And that's how I felt. I felt whether I got the job, I didn't get a job, God is in control. And that all would be well because God is in control. He directs my path. So in that sense, I was not worried. I was not anxious. And people kept wondering, why is PS not seemingly overly concerned about these things and fussing, and they couldn't understand that. But I suppose if those of us who have faith and deep faith would appreciate the peace of God that passes all understanding. So that is to answer your question. Sorry I took so long,
but that's fine.
It's the journey as well I was trying to describe.
Well, I want you to tell us the journey.
Yeah, that's what I was playing. So that song captures how I felt.
Well, and you know what I will do now? I'll take a break with my sponsors and I'll play that song, When Jesus Say Yes, Nobody Can Say No. With me in the studio is Mr. Timothy Antwine, who is outgoing permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance and newly appointed governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. A word from our sponsors. We take in that song that he loved and played so much leading up to this appointment, When Jesus Say Yes, Nobody Can Say No.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs. Backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
When Jesus say yes, who can say no? And you'll be amazed how he learned, yes, how he got this song, how this song became the drum beat of his heart, who he learned it from. You'll be amazed. Join me tomorrow at the same time as we continue the story of Mr. Timothy Entwined, outgoing permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance and the newly appointed governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. You will hear his journey tomorrow, please God. Join me at the same time as we continue the story of this wonderful young man. As God continue to bless him and sustain him. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, and you'll be listening to a special presentation of Inside Finance. Join me here tomorrow morning at the same time. Go to the website sgbcgrenada.com. This program is uploaded there. You can listen to your leisure, or you can share it with your friends on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or any way that you choose to. God bless you. Join me here tomorrow morning at the same time for the second part of the special interview with Mr. Timothy Entwined, outgoing permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance and the newly appointed governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, wishing you a very blessed and enjoyable day.
I've been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time.